Blog Talk Radio.
Live from the nation's capital, this is the Burke Allen Show on WAMS with Billboard Magazine award-winning broadcaster Burke Allen. Interesting guests, intriguing topics, and your phone calls at 718-506-1944. The Burke Allen Show is a presentation of Allen Media Strategies, online at allenmediastrategies.com. Now, celebrating his third decade behind the mic, here's Burke Allen.
Thanks for listening today as we broadcast live on this sunny day in the nation's capital. If you'd like to be a part of the program, our number is 718-506-1944, 718-506-1944. Author Jacqueline Matanume is our guest today. The book is Ada's Daughter, and it tells about Jackie's early life. Is a Nigerian-born young lady who just overcame incredible physical and emotional pain and suffering, more, I think, than most people would imagine is possible, and she's come out on the other end with a really inspiring story. Jackie, thanks for being on the program today.
Thanks, Bert, for having me on your show.
Now, you... The story, as I tell it, just sounds like it's so trying and so awful, but ultimately you come out to be an incredibly well-adjusted, very successful young lady, but boy, it started off tough. And I want to touch on a couple of the points that you make in the book that I think will be really eye-opening to our listeners, because it's very intense. Hopefully, you know, our listeners will get some inspiration from some of the things that you went through. You grew up with a very physically and emotionally abusive parenting situation. Talk to me about that.
Yes. excuse me. You know, growing up with my, in my family, with my father, one day he's nice, the next day he's not. It was just a very... very emotional, very trying time, growing in a very trying childhood. The physical abuse itself, the beatings, and I think in some cultures, some people may not even consider what I may have gone through, the physical abuse aspect of it, abusive, because, you know, some people consider it discipline. But I think that when you hit a child to the point where their skin breaks, for instance, in the book, I recount a situation where I had gotten injured, something very heavy, a tire rack fell on my foot, and I wasn't sure if it was crushed or what happened to it, and it was very swollen. And when he came home, he refused to take me to the doctor, and instead tied it up and told me I couldn't cry. Now, you can imagine as a child, even as an adult, the physical pain you're going through when your foot has just been crushed by something extremely heavy. And to have someone tighten it up with a bandage, like really tie it very, very tight, and then tell you can't whimper or cry. You're laying there in bed, and your blood pressure is rising, and you're just in such physical pain, but you can't even say anything, or you're not allowed to feel it, openly. Around the time when I was 8, he started to, I guess for lack of a better word, molest me sexually. He touches me. In places where a father should not be touching a daughter or a child, for that matter.
Right.
And so those things are quite very trying. And but you find a way to get through it and remind yourself that this too shall pass, and that there is a future for you, and this is not the future that God wants you to have, and trying to find a way to get through it.
Jackie Matanume is our guest. The book is Ada's Daughter, a Nigerian princess and her journey to heal. And Jackie has lived here in the States for many years now, and in Charleston, South Carolina. And she's a successful CPA, a tax attorney, an entrepreneur, and a mother herself now. Is it difficult at this point, Jackie, for you to look back on these things and to speak about them? Does it dredge all those old feelings up? I mean, is it a tough trigger for us to have this conversation?
You know, it's tough in a sense because, you know, it really takes a lot of courage and, you know, and I would say really inner strength to tell the story because it's a story filled with so much, you know, on the one hand, shame and embarrassment, obviously. And I mean, victims of this, you know, that go through these things have a hard time talking about it. But while it is difficult to talk about and it does dredge up those feelings, I think that to really heal, you know, to really walk through that journey where you've come to, you know, you've come to terms with what happened, you need to talk about it. And so while it does dredge up those memories, it's not dredged up anymore in a very bad way. You know what I mean?
Right.
The emotional context is one that makes me want to, you know, bawl out and cry like I used to, but it's one that I face with courage because you have to face your past in order to move forward. And if you can't really face it and forgive, it's really very difficult to do that.
You know, as I read the book, the book, by the way, Ada's Daughter, you can find out more about online at adasdaughter.com. Jackie, I was just amazed. It seemed to be one thing after another, from incest to this emotional abuse to, you know, living in slums and then being sexually abused by an aunt. And then even as an adult, when you got away from this bad stuff as a kid, you were in, you know, abusive relationships with your significant others after that. If our listeners are going through tough times right now, is there one piece of advice you could give them to help them turn the corner?
Oh goodness! I think, you know, I think through my own life when I was writing the book and wondering, you know, because you sit back and you look at it and go, how did I get through this? You know, it hits you all at once. Like, how did I get through this? I would really, you know, for me, the advice I would give people is really have the faith that there is something better out there, and don't give up. You know, the journey is hard. You know, we all face challenges in life. And the journey can be very difficult, especially when you don't feel you have anyone you can talk to or trust. Trust in yourself and trust in your own, you know, courage and strength to get through it. And pray a lot.
I think that's pretty important.
Yes, you know, I think it keeps us grounded. And you know, I mean, the Bible to me is like one of, you know, it's really, you know, I read it sometimes as a novel. I read it over and over. Where you have, you know, people that undergo, you know, incredible adversity, and time again, they find their way through it. And so for me, you know, prayer really helps me. And while you may not see the physical manifestation today, you know, we all want instant gratification. If you keep, you know, it's prayer plus action, and you keep working towards getting better, getting stronger, and fighting through the things going through your life, then you'll make it through. I did.
Jackie Matanume is our guest. The book is Ada's Daughter. It's available in bookstores everywhere from Pointed Arrows Publishing and at adasdaughter.com. Back with more right after this on The Burke Allen Show. Thanks for listening. Hang on.
You're listening to the radio right now. That means you're a radio fan. Did you ever think, I could do that? I could be on the radio? Well, now you can. Visit getyourownradioshow.com now and sign up for a free online course to help you get your own radio show. Talk shows, music shows, and more. It's fun, easy, and best of all, you can learn in your own home. Find out how. Visit getyourownradioshow.com today. That's getyourownradioshow.com. GetYourOwnRadioShow.com.
This just in. Now you can speak your email instead of typing it. It's the revolutionary new online breakthrough that's being called the next big thing on the internet. Video email. It's easy to use, saves time, and you'll be the first to have it. But wait, there's more. You could also broadcast your own live TV show online. Use it for family, friends, or business presentations. Video email and online TV broadcast? How much would that cost? Hundreds? Thousands? How about less than $4 a day? Find out more. Visit GreatVideoTool.com today. That's GreatVideoTool.com. Do it now. GreatVideoTool.com.
Are you afraid of things that go bump in the night? Dark Force, the true and terrifying story of Bill Bean, has been featured on the Discovery Channel's A Haunting, Coast to Coast AM, and more. Now, Bill Bean shares his amazing story of horror and redemption in his own words. You can own a personally autographed copy of Dark Force by Bill Bean at a special low price for radio listeners. Visit BillBeanBook.com today. That's BillBeanBook.com. and experience Dark Force.
I'm Burke Allen. Our phone number is 718-506-1944. That's a free call if you're in the New York City metropolitan area. Jackie Matanume is our guest. Her book is Ada's Daughter. It's her memoir that recounts her life of a Nigerian-born young lady who must overcome amazing physical and emotional pain and suffering, bouncing around from overseas to several cities here in the States, the ups and downs of her life. It's truly a mesmerizing story. And ultimately, you came out of this abusive childhood to enter these abusive relationships as an adult. Why is it you think, Jackie, that people like yourself can't seem to break away, at least initially, from that abuse as a young person, and then you carry it into adulthood?
You know, for me, I think that it's just not knowing any better. You know, it's one of those things where, you know, there is a saying that, you know, girls always, try to find men that are like their father, and men, you know, find women that are like their mother. And I think for me, you know, it was, and I think for people who really went through very traumatic, abusive childhood, is, you know, that's what you know. And you constantly seek that which you know. And I don't really think that we do it consciously, but it's what we wind up in, you know. And unless you really stop to, you know, you really take the time to think through your life and where you've been and make a conscious effort that you don't want to go through this again, you keep going through that cycle. And I think that's what I did for myself, is after my last, you know, relationship that went very badly, you know, it was very abusive. And there was also, you know, interracial issues that were involved in the relationship. When that ended, I made a conscious effort not to, you know, seek another relationship until I have really healed. And I think, for people like myself who have, you know, gone through this, we have this tendency to depend on other people, to seek out these relationships. We don't want to be alone, and we justify things happening to us as, you know, it must be okay because this has happened to us before. And we just try to work through it as in this is normal, but it's not normal. And we should question those things and really try to fight whatever it is inside us and try to heal so we can move forward and have good relationships.
Ultimately, you came out of this doing very, very well for yourself. You went to law school. You're, you know, a tax attorney. You are a successful practicing CPA and entrepreneur. Now you've written your memoir. What was there one thing that you can sort of look back on, Jackie, that turned the corner on you or for you, where you said, you know, I've got to get it together and I need to make a change? Was there one moment, or was it a series of things that caused you to pivot in the right direction?
I think it was a series of events that kept just happening. It's almost like you're going through this, you know, cycle, and you keep finding yourself in the same place over and over again. And so it was left up to me to break that cycle. And that pivotal point for me was in 2001 with my last, you know, abusive relationship. I would say my last abusive, because I'm in a healthier relationship now, where it's like, okay, this is enough. You know, you're not finding happiness. You're constantly miserable. And more education and more diplomas that's not the source of happiness, you know, and you need to figure out what that is. So I think the pivotal point for me was where that happened. And I think one of the things that really happened at that time was I had a friend that gave me this book, you know, Buddha in Your Mirror, and I started reading it, and it really changed my life. You know, it didn't change my life in the sense that, you know, I became this, you know, a Buddhist and shaved my head and all that stuff, but you know, you know, but it really helped, you know, it made me question, you know, like look in the mirror, you know, and don't blame other people for what's going on with you. Don't blame your ex-boyfriend for, you know, what happened in the relationship. You sought out that relationship. You condoned what happened. Why did you condone those things? Why did you feel it was okay for those things to happen for as long as it did? And that book really made a difference to me. And that with therapy, you know, I also sought therapy and this time took the therapy, you know, seriously. And the therapist was just an amazing man, you know, who, you know, instead of agreeing with me or pitching me as this victim, he really questioned a lot of the choices I've made where relationships were concerned and really, you know, put me in a position where I really had to dig deep inside to figure out, you know, what I needed to do to move forward.
Jackie Matanume, your book, Ada's Daughter, could help someone just like the book that you read helped you. And I know that's
yes.
going to be a very satisfying thing. And by the way, I should mention that this book, it will do several things as you read it. First of all, it'll make you go, my God, my life is not nearly as bad as I thought.
You can
was.
Say that again.
But there also is some humor here and lots of lessons of hope and healing that I'm sure that you'll enjoy if you pick it up. The website is Ada's Daughter. That's A-D-A, Ada's Daughter. It's from Pointed Arrows Publishing. Jackie Matanume, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Best of luck with the book.
Thank you, Bork. It was a pleasure being on your show.
Thank you so much for listening. Wherever you are, whatever you do, take us with you. You can listen online anytime to The Burke Allen Show. Go out and make it a great day. And remember, the website is Ada's Daughter.com to pick up the new book from Jackie Matanume.